Praise be Jesus and Mary. The readings this weekend talk to us about divine providence, how we need to accept God's providence and governing of things with faith and also with loving resignation to his holy will. And it also talks to us about the establishment of the church on St. Peter. First of all, with regard to God's providence, St. Paul in his letter to the Romans, he writes, "Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God, how inscrutable are his judgments and how unsearchable his ways." All right, this refers first and foremost to God's plan of salvation, right? For the incarnation of his Son, his suffering, death, and resurrection. But it also refers to each and every one of us as individuals. That is God's plan for our own lives, that he is in charge and governing everything according to the good for those who love him. And in this, we need to really exercise intellectual humility. Right? Our minds are finite and small. We live in a very brief period of time in the history of the world. And now God's mind is infinite. He is omniscient. He knows everything, and he dwells in eternity. He sees everything prior to our existence and everything that will come after. And so we need to have faith when we regard the events of the world and the events of our lives. Oh, the depth and of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God. How inscrutable are his judgments and how unsearchable his ways. So every time there happens something in our life that we don't understand, that doesn't seem like it's working out for our good, that's when we need to call to mind this passage. How inscrutable are his judgments, how unsearchable his ways. And we need to have faith and abandon ourselves to God's holy will and trust that whatever is happening is really for our good, and that he will also give us the necessary grace to live in a virtuous manner through whatever comes our way. Now, St. Paul continues to say, "For from him and through him and for him are all things." From him. He is the origin of everything that exists. From him and through him, meaning not only has he created everything, but as time progresses, he is governing all things through him. And for him, all things are. That is, he is the end of all things, the origin, continual governance, and the end. And then St. Paul concludes, "To him be glory forever. Amen." The origin, the continual governance, and the end have this as their ultimate end, the glory of God. Everything is working for God's greater glory. And now, as the Catechism teaches, it's our dignity as human persons, made in the image and likeness of God, with an intelligence and a free will, unlike the other creatures, visible creatures, that we can insert ourselves freely into God's plan, be his collaborators, cooperators, in bringing about the maximum glory of God. This is our dignity. We can do that. It's within the possibility of all of us. But it requires faith, humility, charity. Now, in the gospel, we have our Lord establishing the church. Right, this is very appropriate. Just, I think it was last weekend. Yes, it was last weekend. The brothers and I, we were at the Oyster Fest down in Milford, Connecticut, doing our best to evangelize and bring souls to Our Lady. And some of our separated brethren came up and gave us some copies of the Gideon's Bible. It had the Psalms, Proverbs, New Testament. Wonderful. So if you go in the back of that, it has the standard Protestant accepting of Jesus as your personal Savior. Again, wonderful. And then it has this little subtitle, Seeking Out a Church. Seeking Out a Church. And it says that once you have accepted Christ, you should now seek out a church, assembly, congregation that teaches, the exact words, I think it was something like true biblical doctrine or something like that. That was the gist of it. Okay? Obviously, the next question is, how am I supposed to know which church teaches the truth according to the Bible? I mean, think about that. Your average wandering person out there gets a hold of a New Testament. They have faith. They believe that Christ is their personal Savior. How on earth are they supposed to discern which church out of the many that are out there teaches the truth that's found in the Bible? Here we have it in Matthew 16:18, that Christ has built a church. And I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock, Peter means rock, I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And so, if someone wants to find the church that teaches the truth according to the Bible, they need to find the church that Jesus built. He calls it my church. And that is the one founded on Peter. And so we need, in order to have the assurance of knowing what the Bible truly teaches, we need to find the church that was established on Peter, the rock. And we all know which church that is. Historically, it's evident. Peter and all of his successors down to our own days with our Holy Father, Pope Francis. And so we have this assurance of knowing the truth about God, the truth about ourselves, the truth about heaven and the way to get there. Now it's simply up to us to cooperate, to embrace the truth, and to put it into practice in our daily lives. We turn to Our Lady, who is the mother of the church. Right? We entrust to her all of those who are seeking the church, who are seeking the truth, to guide them to the one that her Son founded on Peter, the rock. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.